Any last piece or parting of advice or parting words for other entrepreneurs, or business owners looking to grow?
Yeah, look, I think one of the biggest things I've learned over the last few years is there are things that are just outside of your control. I've had some business partners go through marriage breakdowns. We've had COVID. We've had all sorts of things, right? And, as an entrepreneur, you've just got to remember to enjoy life. You can work hard. You can be single-minded in your focus on growing your business, but what's the point if you don't enjoy your life? And one of the things that I really want people to do is, realize that they're doing this. If you're doing it for yourself, that's great, but spoil yourself. If you're doing it for your family, it's great, but make sure you take care of your family, right? Like, there's no point, being that guy. 20 years down the track, when your kid turns around and says, "Oh yeah, dad built, a great success for our family, but I never saw him." What's the point? Why be a parent? And it's the same with your friends and family. Like, I think some people get so absorbed in their own life and their own success and their own growth that they forget what made them who they are. And for me, it's like, I always make time for my family. I always make time for my friends. It is as important as making time for your work. For me, simple thing, I play golf every Friday morning, same group of mates. We tee off nice and early. We get done by 10:30, 11 o'clock, and I can still work, But if I didn't have that, what's the point? Like, what are you doing it for? Like, by the time you have your kids, your family life, everything else, like, enjoy your life. So no matter what you do, I think you've got to enjoy it. And sometimes I think people get into the trap of, "Oh, once I make it, I'll enjoy it." Well, you know what? Once you make it, you could be hit by a bus. You could have all sorts of things happen to you. You could go through a marriage breakdown because you didn't enjoy it and you broke something that was important. So I think one of the things that I really kind of truly believe in is you've just got to smell the flowers. Just got to enjoy life. No matter what you do.